Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS, Hour 2 for Thursday, November 18th. I want to welcome in our next guest, Kelly Fletcher from Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, physical therapist, talking about a very special program on bladder health. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. Hayes Green Beach has had a lot of very innovative, impressive programs of late. This is another one that I found out about yesterday. And a lot of people don't understand that bladder disorders affect more than 23 million Americans. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And that's kind of the biggest thing that we're trying to go for now, is to increase and heighten that awareness, because, you know, bladder health, urinary health, incontinence, so they're not easy things to talk about. And the biggest thing is I think that people need to remember that as far as this goes, as a patient, you have to be your own advocate. So, you know, they need to ask questions and seek out more information. So that's kind of what we're trying to target and what we're trying to get across to the public.
Now, this we're talking about Monday, November 29th, that is a week from next Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. Tell us what's going to happen with this free program.
This program is going to be run by two of our physical therapists at Hayes Green Beach, and they're going to just kind of give more information about different types of bladder health and different issues that patients have, the prevalence of some of those things, and then different alternatives to surgeries and different medical routes. So physical therapy is one of the biggest things that can actually help a lot of people, specifically with incontinence. And, you know, the biggest thing is a lot of people don't know that, so we're just trying to get that out there and answer some of those questions for people.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of physical therapy as being a remedy for incontinence. How does that work?
Well, it's actually pretty it's pretty new, and there's some new therapies that are out there right now, and it's lots of different, more than anything, becoming aware of your pelvic floor and the muscles that support your bladder and your urinary system. So as physical therapists, muscles and bones and things are our thing. So this allows us to try to teach patients to be more aware of that so that they're in more control.
Not exactly the topic you would normally hear at a Christmas party, but I guess it's
You're right.
Very important information, nonetheless.
Right.
And this is all going to take place at Hayes Green Beach Rehabilitation Services. That's up on the second floor of the hospital, right?
It's in the basement, actually.
Oh, okay. I thought it was upstairs. The Trumley Education Center?
I'm sorry. The Trumley Education Center is upstairs. I'm sorry. We are located, our rehab services are located in the basement.
I see. Okay. But the actual event a week from Monday is going to be at the Trumley Center.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. And this is a one-hour program?
Yep.
All right. What kind of homework are you going to give people, or what kind of lessons are they going to take with them that might have some ramifications for them or loved ones down the road?
Yeah, we're actually giving out, if they come and attend this presentation, we're giving out a booklet about urinary and bladder health, incontinence, and different things. There's a little quiz in there that kind of gives some insight into incontinence and different bladder health issues, and kind of gets them on the track of thinking, do these things affect my daily life? And, you know, is this an issue that maybe I need to seek further information and further assistance with? And then what we can do is, you know, if this is the case, then they can follow up with their primary care physician and then be directed towards us. And we have established a bladder health program where we do like a 30-day log of their bladder health and urinary tracking, basically. And once they do that 30-day log, then they come back and meet with us again, and we can set up a program that would best suit them and best tailored to their needs.
Kelly Fletcher, physical therapist, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, our guest on Ebling and You. Kelly, when we hear the word incontinence, it reminds me of the word inconvenience, and certainly it has to be a nuisance for anyone who has this problem. But how often is it more than that, and is it a sign of a greater concern?
Absolutely, and you're right. And the thing is that most people think that it's just something that simply happens with age, and that's not the case. There's lots of different reasons and different causes for it. And you're absolutely right. It is an inconvenience. And a lot of people just feel like it's something that they have to deal with. So that's specifically what we're trying to do with this women's health seminar that we just had. And then this presentation as well is trying to get it out there that, no, this is not something that you have to live with. This is something that you can get taken care of, and we're here to help you do that.
Can part of this problem be as simple as consumption of alcohol or other beverages, maybe carbonated beverages?
Sure. Yeah, there's lots of different causes, and there's lots of different kinds of incontinence. Three specifically are stress incontinence, urge incontinence, and overflow incontinence. So those are different things that they would discuss there, too. And some of the questions that come along ask those types of things, like different beverage consumption and different types of how your incontinence occurs for you. So by filling out those questionnaires in this booklet that we're giving, it kind of helps us direct our care a little bit better by seeing if you consume some of those things. Maybe these are things that we can track and find if it affects your incontinence.
Kelly, what about the age range for incontinence? You assume that it's going to be people who are advanced in age, but maybe not necessarily so.
Yeah, that's not the case. And like I say, yes, that's probably, it's more prevalent in the elderly, but there is a large amount of people, you know, middle age that have an issue with incontinence as well. And, you know, at a younger age, it's even harder yet to talk about. So that's what we're trying to get away from, that stigma that goes behind it, and trying to just get it. It's a condition. You can take care of it. Let us help you.
I would guess that this can be a very tough topic for someone to broach, mm-hmm. even with medical personnel. But in this group setting, you're going to have an opportunity for people to have at least maybe some degree of anonymity, or at least they have others who are there with them in the same situation. In terms of some of the other classes and programs that Hayes Green Beach has offered, do you find that to be helpful?
Yes, and that's, you know, that's another, you know, talking about new and innovative things that Hayes Green Beach is trying to do. It's trying to make these community events and do these things that help people be in a more group-like setting that helps them to feel, you know, that they're not alone, and, you know, they have other people that they can bounce ideas off of and try new things, and, you know, it's not just me and my condition. You know, there's lots of other people, and here's my idea, here's what worked for me, and so on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how people register.
Okay.
And how they get more information.
They can register if they call up to us, or I'm pretty sure they put a registration online as well that they can register for the event. If they call the physical therapy department, one of the secretaries there is more than happy to register them for the event. Or if they don't get around to it and forget to register, they can just show up as well.
All right, so they can just go to the register. They can register online, or they can call 543-9575.
Yep.
That's the Rehabilitation Services Office at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. Again, we're talking about Monday, November 29th, free program from 6 to 7 p.m. at Hayes Green Beach in Charlotte.
That's
Kelly,
Chris.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kelly Fletcher, physical therapist and bladder health specialist at Hayes Green Beach. We will be back, and we're going to talk entertainment. Don't forget Silver Bells tomorrow night in downtown Lansing. Nicole Sclafani, LCC TV general manager and produces Lansing Lowdown, will be with us next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.